On this episode, I talk about the impending sports card crash and which cards you should avoid so you don't lose all of your money. What is up? What is going on, Dave at SVA Card Collectors? And before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that today at 9 o'clock, we will be having the SVA live talk. Just head over to my Facebook group. We'll just be chit-chatting, talking about getting back to fundamental. No, just buying cards and going broke. That's about it. Talking about stuff that I'm going to be looking at, stuff that I'm going to be focusing on. Maybe not for me to buy, but what I think are good buys, because right now I'm still in sell mode. Still have a lot of stuff that I have to list that I just haven't gotten to, but that's where my head is at. Also, guys, sign up for my email. Go to my website, sign up for my email. I'm going to start, and I haven't yet, but you will get exclusive stuff. I'm going to start sending my thoughts, cards that I like, and it's more, you know, basically, hey, I looked at these. I'm not going to do it. I might as well give this information out. It might be something where I talk about, hey, this is the types of cards that you should be looking for. I might give, you know, one type of card. I don't want this to turn into a cook email where everybody starts cooking up cards and get them to go on crazy, crazy prices. But you will be seeing that. I was talking way back when about doing a course. I did a lot of stuff and I just didn't like it. I didn't think it was good enough. It was mostly through like podcast form, and I think people need a visual form. So I will be working on that. And again, I will be dropping it off as I do it. But right now I wanted to focus on real quick what's being released. We have Clearly Authentic dropping today. My thoughts on Monday. Basically, it's gamble. You can buy some rookie cards from last year for the same price as a gamble. So which one would you rather have? Who knows? They're really nice looking cards. But you just get one card. And that's that. In 2 days on Friday, you'll have Topps Series 2 Baseball. Who knows who's in it? We still do not have a checklist. Last that I saw, the boxes for pre-sale were going for $125. Check Google. Go on Google.com. Check Twitter. There's people that are pre-selling for less. So take a look there. You also have Leaf Valiant, where they have one graded, and then the rest are just autos. Look real nice. Resale value, I don't know how much you're going to get. It came out to $20 per auto. If you get a nice one. It's not the same as getting an auto and you know, Tops, because you get an auto and you go, oh, I got an auto to 10. That's crazy. I'm going to get crazy amounts of money. And it just doesn't work out that way. You're not going to get that same value that you would for Tops. So just letting you know about that. So on Monday, I talked about getting back to fundamentals. And just briefly, I will talk about the world first. You see right now the stock market is at an all-time high or very close to it, and it's basically ignoring everything that's going around in the world. A lot of people saying, including myself, I agree that we are in a stock market bubble. When will it start crashing and going down? My predictions, as I've always said, around October, November, maybe in December, right around there, but who knows? Maybe it's a little bit later. Maybe it's a little bit sooner. But that's what I feel. Same thing with the housing market. If you haven't been following the housing market, basically we're at the same levels of how much house pricing is. Hopefully my English will be better as the podcast goes along. But basically the prices for houses is at the level, or if not exceeding the level, of when we crashed in 2008. And those lovely CDOs, and if you watched The Biggest Short, is that the name of the movie? I love the movie, but I can never remember the names of movies. If you saw that, CDOs, which is basically people making bets on, side bets on real assets, But they're betting basically nothing. They're just saying, hey, I think this house is going to go up. And we're making side bets. And we're able to make multiple side bets. Well, those are back as well. So if the house fails, then all of the CDOs and fake stuff and fake gambling side bets will fail as well. A lot of people would buy insurance on those, which made the insurance companies fail because they wouldn't be able to pay off all these, you know, insurance claims. I don't know about the insurance claim aspect. Long story short, housing, we're in a bubble that will come crashing as well. When will it come crashing down? 6 months, 8 months, a year? Not too sure. Why do I say all this stuff? Have we been looking at the basketball, the baseball, even the football card market? Everything was going up. Everything had all-time high prices on stuff that really there's no reason for it. And so when you're taking a look at that, and in the short term, I think basketball in particular will continue to rise up. You're going to have a season. You're going to have playoffs. Things are going to happen. People, it's going to go up and down, you know, depending on their play. But are these really good buys? I'm not too sure. You know, even, for example, LeBron James. People are buying LeBron James left and right. Do you really think a second-year LeBron James in a Lakers jersey should be going for the same amount as a top-flight rookie? I don't think so. It doesn't work like that in other places. There's no, like, Mike Trout's 2018 isn't worth as much as Acuna. At least I didn't look at that, but I'm just assuming that that's the case. Or very close. Like if an Acuna's a 180, Mike Trout, PSA 10, isn't 150. So we're seeing these astronomical prices, and a lot of people got money. A lot of people got a lot of money sitting home. Some people were making more money sitting home than they were actually working. And I'm not going to say that's, you know, that's the case for everyone. I don't think that's the case, but a decent amount of people had that, you know, happening. So now, a lot of money. Now you have outside investors. You have outside people trying to get in. People that like to do fantasy. People that like to gamble. They started putting their money in play. And so you had a lot of money that typically wouldn't be in the card market. And a lot of dumb money. And they are overinflating this market right now. Some people will stay. A lot of people will leave. You're going to have draft, you know, and draft, like baseball drafts are going to start happening, fantasy baseball, basketball, gambling's going to start happening again. And the card markets, you know, the money that was going to be for the card market is going to recede. So I definitely feel that this high will not last that much longer. I don't have a crystal ball as to exactly when, but I think it will happen. And I've talked about this before, but I just wanted to give you my logic and my reasoning for everything. So what does that mean? What do we do with that information? We buy high. No, you start looking at, well, what has been doing well? What has always been doing well? And it's a boring card market. And it's a market that I really have been getting out of, and I still will be. But if you're looking to invest, I still think baseball cards are an investment because if you look at the stock market, it's exactly the same as the baseball card market. It's to a T pretty much. Vintage cards is where you need to be. If you're looking for safe bets, if you're looking to, hey, I want to have my cards in baseball, you know, baseball cards, really. Vintage, when I think vintage, I think baseball cards more than football and basketball. I think they appreciate more in value. Now I'm going to go out on a limb and go crazy. Invest in Mickey Mantle cards. I was looking through this and I'm going, wow, I'm really setting myself apart from everyone else, telling them to invest in Mickey Mantle cards. But they're the only cards, I shouldn't say, those are only cards that I saw when I was looking that steadily went up. Yeah, it goes up and down a little bit, but you go 15 years from now, 15 years to now, there's a steady increase going up. I would stick with PSA 5s and 6s. They're a little bit cheaper, but they always tend to trend up. They keep going up. I looked at Willie Mays, and I also looked at Hank Aaron, looked at some other guys. Their 5s and 6s didn't go as high. They actually pretty much stay the same. They would go high for a little bit, come back down a little bit, go below. Let's just say the card average was 100. You know, it might stay up at 150 for a while, might drop down to 175 for a while. And just that was that. It never really went up a ton until recently. It's been starting to trend up. Hank Aaron, Willie Mays. Again, they're still great investments. Those guys are still, you know, I would buy. You can get a Hank Aaron rookie card in a PSA 5 for under $1,000. Way less, even less than that, which is crazy to me. I looked to see, I was like, well, let me see Michael Jordan. I know he's the greatest, you know, considered the greatest basketball player of all time, but let me just see what his is in a 5 or PSA 6. And they were like $3,000. The 5 started dropping down closer to $2,000 because they went crazy with the documentary. I was really surprised. So I went down to like the 2, a PSA 4, and it still was like over $1,000 or maybe now it was under $1,000. But it was still a ton of money. And I get it because that is an iconic set. So it was hard for me to find someone else that's in vintage. I guess I could have looked better, but I just didn't, because I'm almost guaranteed to see the exact same thing that I saw in baseball. So I'm going to stick to my lane. I'm going to stick to baseball because I didn't look at basketball, football. I just looked at the Michael Jordan card. But if you're looking for the safe money, that's where you need to be, vintage. And I think you can find very inexpensive cards, 5s and 6s. And I think when it starts really hitting hard, you'll be able to buy them even cheaper. I don't think they're going to drop as much, but you'll be able to get them for cheaper. I think basketball in particular is going to go down a ton. But again, it's going to be the Fugazi cards. It's going to be the cards that had no rhyme or reason to be high. If you have a LeBron James refractor, you know, rookie, it's not going to tank. Like, that's not going to happen. I'm talking about, you know, maybe his 2016 card, you know, Panini Prism Silver, that has no rhyme or reason. You may even see a Luka Doncic card, a rookie Prism, if he does well in the playoffs and does, you know, everything like that, but all hell breaks loose. There's a ton of his cards, and a lot of people will start flooding the market with his cards. And what's going to happen? The prices are just going to drop. And that's the thing with these newer cards. There's a lot of them out there. And when people need money, they are going to tank the price. Not meaning to, they just want money. So that is what's definitely going to happen if, you know, what I think is going to happen happens. I don't want it to happen, but it is what it is. So be careful out there. If you are looking at those cards, I would be into quick flips, in and out, in and out. Focus on cards to 50, to 25. See if you can get good deals now of guys that people are not really paying attention of. For example, I'll give you a good example. Rhys Hoskins, because I have his gold card. And it's for sale. Now I'm pushing a card that I have, but I didn't mean that. The reason why I'm saying it is because Rhys Hoskins really isn't the name that everyone's thinking about right now. Miguel Andujar, I would say that, but people were thinking about him because he hasn't really done anything. He was hurt. That whole 2018 Top Series 1, a lot of those rookies were guys, you know, forgotten. And I think that's going to be a very good set to collect. But those are the people that we need to look at. In basketball, rookies who did well that will not be in the playoffs. So nobody's going to be talking about them that much. Those are the guys that you should be picking up now. because their prices aren't gonna go up and go crazy. So if you're looking to invest, there's still some buys that you can get. There's still stuff that you can get for relatively, you know, that are relatively inexpensive. But we're talking about long term. We're not talking about quick flips. Quick flips are going to be with the highest risk. Highest. I wrote. Okay. I'm doing Popeye now. So that's what you're going to be dealing with. If you can deal with the risk, then by all means, buy those cards and try to sell them quickly. If you have a way, the means, you know, the Facebook flipper, you know, George, he has the means. He makes connections. And this is some things that guys should be doing. You should be going out to people, making connections, going on the Facebook group, going on Instagram. Make these connections now. So when stuff hits the fan and some people do need money, they'll go, oh, I got to go to Dave. Dave has bought so many cards for me. I know he'll, you know, I can trust him that he's going to pay me and I'm going to get these. And you can trust him because you've made deals with him and you have that relationship. So I'm sorry I didn't give you any specific cards besides a Mickey Mantle to invest in. But that is where we should all be focusing right now. Right now, we are in a sports card bubble. I will say it now. When will it drop? I don't know yet. I can't say that. I think it's going to be within the year. I can't imagine just people, it just going, keep on going up, and it just doesn't stop. It doesn't make any sense. Let's just think about stuff logically. Get out of the haze of Topps Project 2020. Yes, that's that. All right, guys. SVACardCollectors.com. I've been releasing a lot of my old articles that I've written because I'm too lazy to write new ones. If you guys would like to write some articles and have them posted, I will definitely do that. And guys, download the Flick Chat app. We're having some good conversations there. And also, you guys know what to do. Buy some cards and go broke. Later. You've heard me talk about Star Stock. They've been a sponsor of the show for a couple of months now. Well, now you can deposit, purchase cards, view in your collection, and flip those cards back on the marketplace with so much more to be built. Star Stock is building a sports card marketplace aimed to be faster, cheaper for flipping sports cards than any other platform. They're currently looking for people who want to submit their cards to sell on this new platform. Here's what Star Stock is offering. 5% commission, no ingestion fees. You send in the cards, they do all the work. Cards are guaranteed and secured in the vault. I've seen the little guy, his name is Pepe. He doesn't let anybody in or out. You can choose cards to ship back to you at any time. You can buy, flip, store, or ship cards with a click of a button. If you're interested in getting involved and sending those cards, contact Mike at mike@starstock.com. Again, Star Stock is only looking for rookie cards and are prospects of current players. Head over to starstock.com.